I'm pen morning.
You are. Dr. Jost is no longer at the practice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went to another clinic where he was just going to be doing chiropractic adjustments.
Oh, okay.
So he thought that that was a better fit for him.
Alrighty.
So, now you got us.
So, were you here before?
I have been here before.
Have you? Okay.
Yes, I've been seeing patients in this realm for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then Dr. Julie, she just moved here from California.
Okay.
So we're waiting on her Colorado license to
sure,
come in.
Sure, that takes
a while. Yeah. So she's going to be your treating doctor once she gets her license.
Oh.
I'm just here in the interim.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
All right. So let's see how you're doing.
It's been a rough month, I'll tell
how is
you.
It?
Yeah, I just have not been able to keep the glucoses.
Let me see what your numbers are.
And he wanted me to put a kind of a food journal together.
Good.
So I tried, I missed a lot of them, but anyway, this is the last month.
All right.
Yeah, it seems like the first several months, I mean, my glucose has really got under control. My AC, the A1C went down, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so what meds are you on?
Well,
are you on
insulin? Yeah, I'm on insulin.
Okay.
11.
And right here, is this the units of insulin that
you're
taking?
Yeah, that's the units that I take. Like generally 10 in the morning, 30 in the evening.
Okay.
Sometimes I miss a dose or so.
So when you have a line right here, does that
I
mean
I
that
didn't,
you didn't
I probably fell asleep, took it, didn't take my glucose and went to bed.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was like 3 o'clock in the morning or something.
3 a.m.?
Well, I'm just kidding, you know, and I woke up, you know.
Okay.
Like,
okay, what time do you go to sleep?
Normally about 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what time do you wake up?
6:30.
Okay.
6 to 6:30. Dogs let me know when they need to get up. I normally don't eat lunch. There's a lot of lunch if you're
I see that.
I don't know why. I just get busy working, doing something and lose track of the time.
Okay. Well, there's quite a few reasons why your blood sugar goes up. So what typically happens is you're really good on the diet in the beginning. You start making headway and your blood sugars are coming down and you're doing good. And then sometimes towards the end, we get a little bit more lax on our diet. And
that's
then we
happened,
see
yeah.
the blood sugar start to come
yeah.
up, and it kind of gets a little up and down here. So I think we just need to rein in the diet a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
So I want you to, so I see that you're getting a little bit more rice in here every now and then.
Yeah.
And you're getting a little potatoes every
now
and then.
Yeah.
And so it kind of like starts compounding
yeah.
for you.
That's
and then,
what I probably figured it
yeah,
was starting to.
Your blood sugars are kind of creeping
yeah.
back up. So your goal, I'm assuming, was to get off of insulin.
Correct.
Right? So we have to kind of do a reset. Like, all right, we're going to reset. We're going to start over again on the diet. Meaning you're just going to rein it in,
yeah.
get rid of all the pasta, all the rice, all the potatoes.
Yeah. All those carbs.
All those carbs.
Yeah.
And then your numbers are going to come back, are going
yeah,
to start to come
back down.
Because
I noticed I've gained weight in the past month, about 10
yeah.
pounds. And it just came back like that.
Yeah, it
One
comes
day,
back
I
fast.
Swear, I woke up and it was 8 pounds more.
Okay, so this is the thing, is that you have to be really strict on your diet for a while until you get to a maintenance place. But right now you're not at a maintenance place because you're still diabetic and you
yeah.
still are on medication, right?
Yeah.
And so anytime that your blood sugar goes up and you require more insulin, like from your pancreas and also from injecting insulin, insulin is a fat storing hormone. So it's going to go straight to fat.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes all that excess sugar in the bloodstream and tries to store as much as it can as fat. So that's
well, it's
why
been we doing a good job.
Start, that's why we start gaining weight, right? Yeah. And that's one of the first signs of, you know, blood sugar issues or insulin resistance is weight gain. So you're kind of going backwards. So we got to rein it back in and get back to pretty strict on the diet. Now, when you're non-diabetic, and you've lost all the weight, and you're doing amazing, you can have like one cheat day a week.
Okay.
But not more than that.
All right.
Okay? Okay. So. And you need to eat more often. So what are you doing that you don't eat lunch?
Well, probably because I get up and I'm going to read the paper, drink some tea, and, you know, and then get involved in some little project. And so by the time I have breakfast, it's like mid-morning, you know.
Okay.
So then I thought, well, I'm not really hungry at lunchtime.
Okay.
Plus I'm normally busy doing something, so.
All right, so we need to find a solution for maybe just a small snack. It doesn't have to be a big production for lunch. Because are you eating snacks in between, or are you just waiting until dinner?
Oh, I eat some nuts, you know, periodically. Not peanuts and things like that, you know, but almonds.
So you'll eat some almonds.
Yeah.
I think you should throw like some celery in there with maybe some almond butter.
Yeah, I was doing that a lot when I got started here, you know, and it seemed to be working. So I know it has to be done.
Okay.
As I thought about it this last, particularly the last few weeks.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you write it down,
yeah.
it becomes more real, and then
yeah.
you get to see, like, oh.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we like to forget, like,
yeah.
oh, I ate rice yesterday.
Yeah.
then, oh, I'm not going to eat it today. Okay. How's your energy level on a scale of 0 to 10?
Probably 8, yeah.
Okay, good. And then how much water are you drinking?
I kind of slacked off on that too the last month, so that's another problem.
How much are you even drinking?
Probably about 60 ounces
okay.
a day. I was trying to drink around 100.
Yeah.
But and I did for the first probably 3 months or so.
Okay, how's your sleeping?
Can't complain about that.
Okay, fall asleep easy, stay asleep,
yep.
you don't have trouble
yep.
staying asleep. Are you taking your supplements?
Mm-hmm, and I'm out of many of them.
Okay, so we'll get those. Are you even taking them at lunch?
If I don't have lunch, I generally miss them.
Okay.
So it's generally just twice a day.
Okay, and how are your bowels?
Pretty good. I mean, you know, I don't know, the last month it's been kind of hard to empty, I guess, completely.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, you know, it just...
feels like it's incomplete.
Yeah, incomplete. That's a good word for it, I guess.
Can I have this, or shall I make
it? Yeah, you can keep it.
Okay.
I don't want to remember it. I normally would leave them with Dr. Just anyway. This is the first food journal.
Yeah.
But
you usually.
But I always look, yeah.
I mean, even in March, your numbers were pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
Like 99, 105, 91, 109. You had some spikes in there. Let me look at your last blood work. When was your last one? December?
Could be.
We need another one.
Probably. Oh, do we have to take it now? It's going to look horrible.
We don't have to take it now. How about
maybe
we
in
do
a month.
This? Let's do it in a month.
Yeah.
So on your next visit.
Yeah.
So it's perfect timing anyway. So on your next visit, we'll do another one. But then you got to clean it all up for a month, and then we'll do it, and then... we'll have it for the following one after that.
Incentive to do all the
math. Yes. Was this your second one or your first
one? I think it was the second one. I did an initial one. Well, I won't say. Whenever I got started.
Yeah, when you very first started.
Yeah.
which was, I don't know when that was.
That was
October.
In October.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there should have been one somewhere in that area. And then in December.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, you made great progress.
A1C went down a bit, I think.
C-reactive protein went down a little bit. A1C was at an 8.7, down to a 7.6. But you can do much better than
that. My internist ran one after December.
Uh-huh. And what was it?
It was, I think, 7.3.
Okay. When did you say that was? That your internist did that?
It's
about
June every 3 months. So probably about February.
Okay. So you should be able to do even better, right? So I would expect, because you're not on a lot of insulin. Mm-hmm. You're on 10 and 30 sometimes.
Yeah, I don't even know what a lot of insulin is. It's too much for me.
Well, a lot of insulin, I had a patient on over 300 units of insulin.
A day?
A day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's like a whole 10.
It's crazy. I mean, it was not good. He got off of it completely. But so you're not on a lot. I think if we just got the diet dialed in, it would help you get off of it completely. But you got to keep it there and do it consistently over time. So one of the things, do you stay away from gluten?
I try to as much as
okay.
I can.
So one of the problems with gluten is that most everybody is sensitive to gluten. And then when we eat it, it builds up antibodies in our body and it stays there for like 60 to 90 days.
Oh, really? Okay.
And it can keep the blood sugar like up and fluctuating. Okay. So if we get it out, then that's when we see it really come down and stabilize. But we've got to do it consistently. Because if we have it every now and then it raises up and then it pumps up and then it just kind of keeps going up. Okay. Where do you think you get it consistently? I mean, occasionally?
Oh, I guess if I'm having a piece of bread or something, which I shouldn't have, but occasionally I will. I don't even buy bread, but if I'm out at a restaurant, occasionally, I will, but
all right.
Not too often.
Okay, so no roll.
Yes, I know.
All right.
I generally ask them not to bring them to the table, but it's not fair for the guest.
I know. I'm always like, who am I eating with? Are they going to care? I'm like, don't bring it. I don't want to look at it.
Exactly.
I don't want to smell it.
I was at dinner last week. I do that, looked great, the rolls and the bread, but I didn't have anything.
Good.
I just like said, no, I got it.
Yeah. We just have to remember, right? Like what we're doing this for, and just remember your motivations for why you're doing this. Do you remember what those are?
I look at my two little grandkids every day, just about.
And
things like that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. So we want to live a great life without, being debilitated and
correct.
Being with your grandkids.
And having all my limbs.
Yes.
In place, yeah.
All right, so just remember that.
Okay.
When you get tempted, you're like, I need my limbs.
Yeah.
I do not want my limbs to go anywhere.
Yes.
Okay, so just remember. Okay, so what other meds are you on?
For my doctor. Let's see. Finasteride, Lipitor, or generic Lipitor. One blood pressure medicine, which I can't remember the name exactly. It's kind of like HZ.
HCTZ.
Yeah, that's it. And then that's it, actually. I think I was on two blood pressure.
And they took
me off of one.
Are you still on thyroid meds?
Oh, I am. Levothyroxine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Levemir is your insulin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then a statin. Are you still on a statin? Atorvastatin.
That's
the Lipitor.
That's the Lipitor generic. I think it's a
I think
Lipitor
so.
Generic.
Are you on this iron still, or no?
No.
You are.
My iron levels were. I probably have been low iron, semi-anemic for like 20-some years, maybe 30. And so they put me on iron periodically wherever I'm living at the time, the physician, and then I get to, you know, normal iron levels and they take me out.
Lansoprazole.
And I forget what.
Do you still need to take that?
I do. My physician prefers that I take it because I've had Barrett's esophagus many years ago. So he still wants me to take it. So Dr. Joseph and I talked about, I cut back. I used to take like 30 milligrams twice a day, and I just take 15 twice a day now. So I cut it in half the last month or so. It's rare that I have. I mean, I try to watch after I had the scare with Barrett's esophagus. I really try to watch what I eat and the time of day. And,
all right. Did you have a reaction to any of the supplements? Why would he have decreased the dosage? Do you remember why he did that?
No. It just was periodically they were adjusted. You know, we'll take one less of this and take two of this. I don't remember why. He probably told me. Something to do, it seemed like when he was looking at my lab work in December, there was something that he didn't like, but I can't remember what it was. It wasn't something that...
Yeah, he has it written here in January that your A1C was a 7.4.
Oh, okay, for my internist. Mm-hmm.
Bread and a baked potato. You ate that way back in December.
Is it generally when you go out to restaurants or when you're at home?
I don't eat bread at home. I never even buy it unless I have a company, you know. So
mostly at restaurants.
Must be at restaurants. Yeah, I don't really make. I don't make potatoes at home. I don't eat them at home.
Yeah. So you could always get. Like a side of steamed veggies.
And I do that generally.
Okay.
Although I would have to say the last month I probably just didn't do it as often.
Went a little haywire.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Okay. Good time.
I think
to go
what
back
happened
on track.
Is it started to go up and I can, it got a little, I won't say depressed, discouraged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what am I, you know, all of this, and it's just like, you know, creeping it back up.
Yeah.
So I probably just, in my subconscious, and what the heck, you know?
Yeah, and I, you know, just so, like, if we can look at it in a perspective. So, a long time ago, like 15 years ago, I had to lose 50 pounds. Okay, so I was overweight as well. And, you know, I dieted, did this yo-yo thing, you know, didn't eat, ate all the crazy low-fat stuff, you know. And so I never got anywhere until I learned how to eat like this. And then it took me over a year, maybe a year and a half, maybe longer, to lose everything. But mostly I stay on this type of diet always. And then I might have, you know, on a weekend I might go out to eat or something. I still don't eat gluten. And, you know, I still really try not to eat dairy. And so I'll go out to eat. I might have a glass of wine. But then that's really the only time I cheat. If I do it consistently and I'm cheating more often than I should, then I start gaining weight again. Like the body starts like saying, well, you have sugar, so there's excess sugar here. I need to store it as fat because that's how our body works, right? So it's not like, you know, once you start making progress, if you start cheating, it's not like your progress is just going to maintain there because your body reacts to what you put in the body. Okay, so don't get discouraged. Just say, okay, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better tomorrow, and I'm going to continue to do this for the rest of my life for the most part. It's healthy, clean eating, right? Proteins, vegetables, some fruits, and then occasionally we're going to have a celebration or whatever. Don't eat gluten because it'll flare everything back up, but you could have maybe a glass of wine or whatever. What do you love to eat that you just really are missing?
Ice cream.
Okay. So.
But he did say to try this, I don't know what it was, the Arctic something or other.
Yeah, so there's coconut milk,
yeah,
ice
drink,
cream.
I keep coconut milk. I don't have regular milk in the refrigerator.
Good.
I haven't had that since we started.
Good.
And I do keep a little container. There's a couple different types.
Yeah.
One is coconut bliss, one is Arctic something.
There's a coconut bliss that doesn't have sugar in it, and it's made with xylitol. You should check that one out.
Okay, I have to see if I can find that. Yeah,
it has an aqua color. Like the lid is aqua color.
Okay,
and there's like vanilla chocolate. There's a few flavors, and there's like a chocolate bar. Like an ice cream bar.
Oh, really? Okay.
And they're made with xylitol and not sugar. So if you had those occasionally, then that would be better than even the coconut one.
Okay.
But, so occasionally, maybe, you know, once a week you have a couple bites of, you know, some of that ice cream.
Okay.
But just, you know, make sure that you keep it. One of the things that I did was I just had one, you know, day a week that I was allowed to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted something on Monday, I'd be like, okay, on Monday, I wanted ice cream. I'm going to have it on Sunday, but I'm going to wait. And then eventually I didn't need that cheat day or anything. So if you had a cheat meal, just one cheat meal on Sundays without gluten, you know, that might help you.
Okay.
But at least you get some consistency, okay, throughout the whole week. So, I'm going to raise up your supplements back to where they were to 2 per meal because these are the supplements that help you reverse the insulin resistance.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure why, as long as you didn't have a reaction to them, I'm not sure why he decreased them.
There was one, the last one that he put me on, which was
the berberine?
Yeah. It seemed like I was getting really lightheaded or after I started taking that.
When did you start that?
A couple months ago.
And you haven't noticed a change in your blood sugar? Yeah.
That's what it was so, because I know when he and I talked about it, we thought there was going to be a change in blood sugar.
It's not. This has berberine in it, but it has a bunch of other herbs in it to help work together to help blood sugar come down. So I think you should increase the dose back up to 2 per meal.
Okay.
If you can't get it in at lunch, even though I'm going to encourage you, even if you eat some celery and some almond butter, you can take your supplements with that.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. So we're going to increase. I'll write it up for you.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I'm actually going to make you a new one.
Yeah, mine at home has got a lot of scratch throughs.
So does this one.
I always take a picture of my supplement list.
You do?
Mm-hmm. when I change it up until I get used to something, you know.
Do you go by Tom or Thomas?
Tom.
Yeah. I thought so. I forget the date every time I go around.
10, I think.
Yep, it's the 10th. Can you believe it?
No, it's.
So when you retire, are you retired? I'm assuming.
I retired when I moved out here. Yeah.
Okay, where'd you move from?
The last place I lived in was Ohio.
Okay. Yeah. What brought you out to Colorado?
I have two sons and their families out here. Okay. One in Longmont where I live, and then one here in Denver.
So when you retire, does time move slower? No.
I am rushing.
It's going faster.
I am busier. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm busy all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe. I remember my dad telling me years ago, he said, you know, when you get older, you just think you're busier, but I you know, my kids say, you know, well, I thought you were retired, but, you know, I volunteer and I do this. And,
where do you volunteer?
I volunteer at an art gallery, a couple of film festivals.
That's so great. That's fun.
You know, take my grandson a couple of days a week to give my daughter-in-law a break. For not a whole day, but like maybe 4 hours.
How old is your grandson?
He'll be 3.
Okay.
So he's busy. And so we always find something fun to do. I travel. I'm leaving on a 2-week road trip this weekend, actually.
You are? Where are you going?
Through southern Utah to like Zion and Bryce and Canyonlands.
Oh, cool. I've never been there.
And then down to Las Vegas and then back through Santa Fe. And
so
then
great.
To Africa in August.
We're in Africa.
Do you have to get vaccines to go there?
Yeah, I just need one more typhoid shot and I'll be all set.
Typhoid, wow. Where in Africa are you going?
South Africa.
Okay.
Like Cape Town, Johannesburg, Durban.
I've been to Cape Town. I have friends in Durban.
And then up to Kruger and
Kruger's
Victoria
amazing.
Falls and Botswana.
Are you doing a safari?
Yeah.
I wanted to do that.
And then the wine country. And then there's some wine country on the west coast.
Okay, how are we going to stick on the diet?
I'm sure it won't, you know.
Are you going through a company?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's it called?
Gate One.
Okay, well, the company I went through, they did all gluten-free, all dairy-free, the most accommodating. So maybe ask them.
Yeah, I think I'm finishing up the paperwork for the final.
Yeah, they're
stuff,
very accommodating.
And I think I did
stuff.
See a section where I could check that all off.
Do that.
And my friend that I'm dealing with, she's pretty much gluten-free. And,
fantastic.
And she's a vegetarian, so.
All right. Well, I need you eating animal protein.
They'll have you eating
She's
impala
pescatarian.
Out there.
Okay, okay, pescatarian. Okay. There you go.
They'll have you eating, like, you'll see an impala when you're out in the bush, and then you'll be eating it for dinner. It's pretty great.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about your pescatarian friend.
Yeah, she's loading up with almond butter. And
she is.
And her suitcase.
The packets.
She just got back from Israel, and she took a bunch of stuff.
Well, good. So it looks like you're in good company. So, you know, she has a particular diet. So you know, stick to your diet and make sure you have plenty of snacks.
Yeah.
And do fill that out. Like, I know that some people feel like it's like they're a nuisance or trouble or a pain and the you know what when we have to be gluten-free and accommodate for all these things, but fill that out because that company is probably used to it.
Yeah,
and
they probably are. But I just noticed that the other day when they sent an email.
Okay.
I just haven't sat down to fill it out yet.
All right.
Online.
So make sure you do that. All right. So let's get your supplements, and then I need you to stick to the diet as best as you can. And then when you come in next time, we're going to order blood work.
Okay.
All right. Good. Do you have any questions or anything else that you want to discuss today?
I can't think of anything.
Well, it was really nice to meet you.
Nice meeting both of you, too.
We're excited to work with you.
What part of California did you come from?
Southern California. It's good to be back.
Oh, you're from this area.
I lived here for quite some time, so the intention was to come back. but good to experience.
Sure.
Different. I'm a mountain girl.
All right, I'm going to have him in and get all of your supplements for you.
Okay.
So we'll meet you up at the front.
All right.
We can all go up to the front. And then your next visit will be in a month. Okay?
Okay.
You're on a month, right?
I think this was maybe the first month.
Yeah, I think you have.
There might have been one before this.
Okay, so can you schedule for 1 month?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I recognize the bottle. It's horrible. I take them, but I don't actually look at one.
I gave him all of those. Here's your coffee.
Okay, thank you so much.
We're going to see you in June with your blood sugar even better.
I would hope so. We can go back to where they were. Nice talking with you.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice. Well, yeah, I'll have to